Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
The people of Israel stood on the border of the land God had promised them. But before they went in, they sent in an investigating committee made up of 12 men to spy out the land. All 12 saw that it was a good land. All 12 knew that God had promised to give it to them, and all 12 wanted to go in. But after 40 days, the committee came up with a split decision. Two said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it." But the other 10 said, "We saw giants there. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." My dad used to say, "I don't think any child of God ought to think of himself as a grasshopper." You and I have been redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in humility, but humility does not show disrespect for what God has done for you. We are his children. In addition, the 10 spies reported, "The cities are large with walls up to the sky." Do you know why they thought that? "Because they were grasshoppers," my dad would say. Just imagine a grasshopper down at the base of a walled city. He turns his eyes enough to look up at that wall, and it goes up, 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 and never stops till it touches the sky. That's a grasshopper's view of a wall. No wonder they were scared. How about your circumstances? Are you facing giants in walled cities? How are you looking at them? From a grasshopper's viewpoint? God looks down from heaven and sees the same giants and the same walls, but from his vantage point, they don't look very big. May he help us to remember that nothing is impossible with God. We are not grasshoppers, but God's children, with a God who is bigger than anything we will ever face.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.